never been that bright, but at least you weren't an asshole.
Conversation that sounds good. We can just roll with. You don't want to like smoke plants.
says you.
You don't want to fucking.
What is there? Literally anything that people smoke besides plants?
I get K2.
Okay. Yeah.
Meth.
All right. You got
crack cocaine.
You're correct.
I can keep going.
All that stuff comes from plants at some point, though.
Cocaine.
Yeah.
Cocaine.
Cocainum.
Why does he say cocainum?
Is it in a different language? Is that like Austrian for
cocainum?
Cocainum. If I go to Google Translate and try like just detect language cocaine,
are you just gonna go cocaine and then add num on the end?
Well, it already ends in an N, so I'm gonna add not num.
Cocaine
num.
I've become so numb.
Wait. It detects English. It's English for cocainum. Thanks, Google. Cocaine.
Billions.
Cocainum. How about cocaine? That's cocainium. Still English. No, I don't know what that.
Well,
I don't know what that is.
We could just Google it at some other time.
I'm trying to Google it. All that
or
comes up is Team Fortress 2 movie maker jokes
of cocainum.
Cocainum language.
Cocainum. You could search Arnold Schwarzenegger, and then from there. Find like the pronunciation in quotes.
Italian to English? I don't know.
My Italian is not too hot. Personally, I'm not a very good Italian speaker.
If you speak Spanish?
Yeah.
All right, then you speak Italian. Congratulations.
Grazie.
Yeah.
Grazie.
You're welcome.
Pablo Escobar.
Yep. I don't know. I get yeah.
Amato Esteban.
Yeah, Italy. That's pizza and Escobar, Mr. Sir.
Si.
That's how they say it.
Donde está la zapatería?
Oh, welcome to the Three Awebos.
Ay, ay, ay.
A name that's becoming increasingly ironic as we go on.
We're Hispanic, all two of us.
Well, I mean, that's not the irony part. We are extremely Hispanic.
Let's get this out of the way right now. We're currently in mourning for the loss of our good friend, Steven. To
Steven Escobar.
Steven was killed by carjackers.
That guy that we were talking to in his car was actually the guy that stole his car, doing a really, really good Steven impression.
It was fucking flawless, wasn't it?
It was perfect, but it's okay. We didn't catch them, but we're hot on the trail.
We've moved on.
Our new we've moved on. We're not investigating the case anymore.
We're just not interested anymore.
We're just sort of like,
fuck, new season started.
We've got a podcast to run.
I got a lot of Bakuwan to watch.
Yeah, no, it's
which is not relevant by this point, I'm sure. But what? Actually, no. This is
going up tonight, Ethan.
Oh shit! That's right.
This is our closest. Like, we could talk about current events in this podcast because this is going up hours after we've recorded this. This is hot off the presses. What's going on in the world?
Let's make some dead gorilla jokes.
Gorilla got shot.
Donald Trump just won the nomination.
That happened like 2 weeks ago. What even?
No. He got the electorates he needed to. He's officially.
I could have sworn that. All right.
Official.
I'll take your word for it.
Even his superficial raps were super official.
That's about it.
Is anything happening? Nothing's happening.
Yeah, no.
There hasn't been like a new 9/11 yet or anything.
No. I mean, we could talk about like how Venezuela is shit, but that's still going
to
be true in however long you listen
to it. You could have said that
50
years ago, and you could say it 50 years from now.
Yeah. In 2022, I bet Venezuela still sucks. I got you.
Well, it's joke's on you. It's going to be a fucking utopian paradise.
Have you seen... I have to show you this video later. It's called India in 2030. And I don't know who the fuck made it. Obviously some Indians, but it's like this beautiful utopia and people are walking around. And there's white people begging on the side of the street and all the Indians are walking past them. And it's so fucking hilarious.
I think that's just like footage from the Black Panther movie coming up soon.
It's so funny. Oh my God.
Behind the scenes footage of Black Panther movies.
We're going to be a superpower in 2030.
Have you seen that image of Detroit with 85% black population and it's like the squalor, and then Detroit with 100% black population, it's a pyramid flying away.
It's good. Yeah.
I don't want to make jokes because my personal heritage, I was Kings.
You are a black. You were King Tut. Yeah, he was one of those.
Yep. Ethan Common.
What?
Ethan Common. Tutankhamun?
Oh, Tutankhamun.
It's a combination of me and Common, the rapper. We have a project coming out.
It's going to be called, like, Average, because it's, like, Common, but also, I don't know. I got nothing.
That was funny. I thought that was good.
Oh, thanks. That doesn't sound patronizing at all.
I thought it was good.
Thanks a lot.
Speaking of patronizing.
Yeah?
We're patrons. We're patrons of the arts.
Support our Patreon, please.
Support our Patreon page. We're going to put up a lot of new webcomics about...
The three Oweebos are making garbage.
We are, though.
It's free garbage. Give us a break.
Yeah, it's
your fault for not sending us emails and giving us feedback, you jerks.
I know you're out there, listener.
Yeah, I mean, just...
Listener? How many...
We don't know how many of them are just...
Could just be one guy.
...are just search bots, but, you know, just send us an email. Prove that you don't, you know, consume Homestuck and play and make Minecraft Let's Plays, and then you're cool. And then we can talk.
Prove to us that you don't like game fees.
No kitties. We got to purge all these Minecraft kitties from
We're standing our ground. Game fees are garbage.
Oh.
Fuck.
I got into a light exchange of words with a man on YouTube... whose name I've already forgotten, who you know, he enjoys AMVs.
Remember, so this is actually a little known fact. The last time any of us spoke to Steven was when we were at that anime convention.
We were at the
AMV competition, and one of them ended, and he's like, that was okay. And then there's probable cause for Declan. I think, Declan, did you kill Steven?
Look, that's legal in most states, killing someone for enjoying AMVs. It's like... basically self-defense, because he's ruining my country, my hobby, my lifestyle, everything.
I personally, the only time that I like the mixture of original music that's not created for animation and anime is when the two combined, one of them is a Queen song and one of them is footage from Highlander animated films.
Okay. We can make that happen.
Ho, 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 ho.
Excuse me.
That's not a Queen song.
This isn't our Christmas episode. Wait, why don't you tell everybody what movie we watched? What is the name of the film we watched this week?
Okay, we watched Zootopia.
I'm sorry. What was it called?
Zootopia.
Yeah, we did watch Zootopia.
It's what? Did you know that you're wrong because you're white?
Oh yeah, no, I knew that. I've been told. I understand.
I liked it, Declan. I thought it was funny.
Zootopia.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, okay. If you want to like that,
I thought it was great.
You can think that.
All right.
You're allowed to think that.
All right. Damn, you hated it that much.
I didn't hate it.
It's on the nose. It's on the nose, but it is like.
No, and not even that. Like, I don't care about that. It's just like it's kind of what I expected. I don't know.
I thought the goofs just fucking. Kakeem. I thought they were nailing him. Whatever. So, speaking of Zootopia, we watched Highlander.
What was it?
Highlander.
Wait, shit, no.
Wait, no, play it.
Oh, this one?
This summer in Scotland, a man will become a demon.
In New York,
in Scotland, in Rome, in Japan.
All of them.
A man will become a demon. Yeah, so we watched the Highlander.
The what?
We watched
the
Highlander. So we watched the Highlander.
I didn't say the fucking name of the movie. Stop giggling, you fool.
Highlander. Highlander 4, The Quest for Peace.
The Quest. Sort of the opposite, actually. This is the opposite of Superman.
Yeah, come on, because Superman's lame. You know what's cool? Fucking Highlander.
Fucking guy with a sword.
So, Highlander, there's a... The Highlander franchise is, we've consumed
long
those movies.
And storied.
We watched two of them.
Yeah, first two.
Actually, we watched three of them now. We watched the first two movies. We watched Highlander 1, and we watched Highlander 2, The Quickening.
Highlander 2, Electric Quickaroo.
And those are cool.
I don't remember much of the second one, but I remember being pretty dumb.
It
and
had
boring.
A scene with the train where he's cranking up the train and making the train go super fast with his Highlander.
God, that, cool. I remember like that movie. There's just a blur to me. It just all feels like it took place on like a really weird set. Like it was all this.
It
like,
was a weird set.
This like ethereal future magic heaven place
didn't
with like
they,
in the clouds and fucking.
Didn't they make a giant, like, fucking? They made like a new atmosphere.
Yeah,
dome.
It was some kind
but
of
it was
fucking
a,
ozone layer thing. It was
so.
Crazy.
But McCloud wasn't. He was a scientist at that. Why was?
No.
Whatever. It's not about that. It's not about
that. I mean, it's, you know, it's not wrong to talk about the previous Highlander installments in reference to this.
Hey, man, if talking about previous Highlander installments is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Okay. The first one was fine. I mean, it's really silly. I like it.
I need to reevaluate it.
Maybe, yeah.
It might be time for me to reappraise that movie. Because if... It is what I think it is. It's probably something that I'd really like if I went back and watched it.
I just don't really remember anything particular about it being really outstanding. Like, it was
Sean Connery
sort of muted. I mean, yeah, Sean Connery, but he's just sort of talking as Sean Connery. His character backstory is really funny, but he's just Sean Connery.
They run around through the Highlands.
Yeah, him and his lady.
But that's not
what this is.
That character's not even in this movie.
No, yeah, we thought he was, but then he
turns out it's
not.
A completely fucking different guy.
It's another MacLeod.
MacLeod.
Yeah.
MacLeod. Okay, so...
This is Highlander, The Search for Vengeance.
Highlander, The Quest for Vengeance.
Quest for... Yeah.
The Revenge and the Revenge.
The Search for Peace. Vengeance of the Peace. 2007, Madhouse.
Yeah, it looks Madhouse. Like cheap, bad Madhouse.
Well...
But, like, the background art's nice.
No, I mean, a lot of the animation is really, really smooth. It's just, the art style is, you know, this is right after Death Note. It's right after, like, you know, it still has sort of that, like, really detailed, but still kind of badly digital look to it. And it's...
We're not quite there yet.
It's still a little, we're very fascinated with the mid-2000s here for some reason. And it's just barely getting out of that, but it still looks a lot like their mid-2000s
it's
stuff.
Angular faces mixed with like bad shading.
Really, really lots of hair drawn.
Yes.
And yeah. And a lot of those really, really oddly smooth Madhouse shots. It's weird.
CGI birds.
Yeah. And director Yoshiaki Kawajiri, also known for a bunch of OVAs, also Ninja Scroll.
Yes, that's the thing he's known
and
for.
And a little tie back here, Cyber City Oedo directed that.
Wait, what, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fucking... Yep. That makes sense now in some ways.
You think so?
A little bit. A little bit.
I don't know.
There's a giant future pillar.
It's a thing. Okay, yeah.
This is not of that same caliber.
No, it's not. Doesn't not quite as
same
rich
amount of hair, though. You know, now the hair makes sense.
Maybe.
Now it's starting to come together.
I mean, the bad guy in this looks a lot like the vampire from Cyber City Oedo.
Mm-hmm,
a little
mm-hmm.
bit less gay.
Only a little bit, though.
Mainly because
it's Marcus.
His name is Marcus. Yeah, we'll get into that. But our main character is Colin McCloud.
A way
not
dumber, lamer McCloud.
He's just angsty. There's nothing to him. He just grunts and moans. And,
yeah. So yeah,
and
Colin McCloud
walks around, and he is motivated, surprised by revenge.
In my movie called The Search for Vengeance,
he's angry because Marcus, 1,000 years ago or whatever, killed his woman.
Flashbacks to murders of women in my Highlander franchise
all the time. Yeah, so he's in modern New York searching for Marcus, and he has been searching for a long time and getting his ass kicked
thousands
by him
of years
for literally thousands of years. And half this movie literally is flashbacks of him getting his ass kicked by Marcus
over and over again,
just in the exact same way.
His sword breaks
every single time, and then he falls onto holy ground or something, which keeps
holy ground. You're lucky,
which keeps Marcus from killing him because they can't kill each other. Highlanders can kill. They're not Highlanders. They're immortals. Highlander is just what he is, but they're immortals. We're explaining this like assuming Highlander has been washed, but I guess it doesn't have to be. But immortals they're immortal. Mm-hmm. And they can kill each other by chopping each other's heads off. Or they can
or
only be killed
exploding
by...
exploding heads.
Well, as long as their head gets taken away.
If you get rid of that dome, you're good to go.
And if an immortal kills another immortal, then they get their quickening. Which makes them more powerful? I don't know.
But that seems really vague. Because, like, I don't... Even if in, like, the primary Highlander franchise, if they explain that...
I don't know.
Electricity comes and they're like, ooh, so much power. I think that's how Christopher Lambert delivers that line. It's like, ooh.
It's so much power.
It's the quickening, says Sean Connery. And then Christopher Lambert's like, ooh.
Oh, I wish I could have found that sound clip, but would have had to watch the entirety of Highlander.
So, McCloud comes into town. He rolls up at the New York City after murdering another immortal. And he's like, hey, I'm here to collect the bounty, blah, blah, blah.
Is he collecting a bounty? Is that what's happening?
Yeah. He gets handed a fat old wad of cash in exchange for that head.
Awesome.
But then he's So then he's brought into the city, and the city is a hellscape.
It's bad.
It's like a kind of, not post-apocalyptic, but just kind of really, really, like Detroit 5 years ago, levels of bad.
We should mention that in the first fight, the guy he's fighting rides a chainsaw.
Oh, yeah.
And, like,
oh, that's right.
Kind of surfs it. And then a building explodes and there's a great title card.
Highlander.
And then it zooms in on a guy playing a guitar on top of a building.
So, yeah, we fly through the cityscape of New York City.
And it just zooms in.
And he's fucking ripping on top of a building.
This shirtless dude is ripping fucking guitar on top of a building. And that's our antagonist, I guess, which... I think you fucked that up, man.
Because you introduced him as the coolest motherfucker ever.
He is shredding so hard, and then he's got this bitch, and
he's making out with a fucking... It's all over his
ridiculous.
Shit. And she's got her knives poking through her shirt. McCloud rolls up, and he's like, I want the money. And they're like, if you're going to get the money, you got to come into the city.
It doesn't make any sense.
Well, for whatever reason. So these guards at the end of the city are like...
Yeah.
Come with us, put him in a car, hold him at gunpoint, and McCloud's like, I don't want to be in this car
anymore. At some point, he just decides, like, wait a second, I don't want to be in this car, so he kills everyone.
He just fucking wrecks house and flies out of a car as it crashes.
And then his first goal, even though he's supposedly been searching for vengeance for 2,000 years, his first destination is to just find some whiskey.
I just need to get fucking...
So he enlists the help of a little black, like, smuggler boy named Joe.
Is that his name?
His name is Joe.
Okay. I was just wondering.
Just finds a bar where he meets a lady that reminds him of his old lady, or two of his old ladies.
Except instead of being like elegant Scottish women, she's instead a whore.
She's a short-haired, lesbo-looking whore.
But actually, we're not just saying that derogatorily. She's an actual prostitute.
No, she's prostituting up.
She's selling herself.
She's named Dahlia.
And... yeah, she's shown that she's not to be trifled with because there's a guy who hits on her at the bar.
Yeah, she doesn't want anything to do with this guy offering money for her services, but then she just wants to pick up Colin for free because she wants his help in the rebellion or whatever, but like, he's the first strong-looking guy who's come around. It's so silly. It's so dumb.
Because black guy, Joe is like,
black kid.
That guy's badass. And she's like...
Oh, right, because he saw him kill the...
Uh-huh.
Okay, maybe.
So he's capable of taking down the robot men, but she is later in the movie. But whatever. Guy's offering money for her services, and then maybe he was a dirtbag to her in the past or something. Which is, so, color me surprised that John was a dirtbag. And she pulls a knife and puts it right into his fucking jungle. He's like, get the fuck out of here. And then she sees Highlander Man, McCloud, in the corner of the room, goes up to him. He's like, come back to my place, honey buns.
Uh-huh.
Which is the exact line. And
basically,
he's like, exact line also.
Yeah, so they want him to help get the vaccine, and what finally motivates, because he says, like, she's just like, people are dying, won't you help us? And he goes, I don't care.
Oh, it's because Marcus is on the TV and he gets angry.
He sees Marcus and he gets real mad because he found him again. Then flashback. He keeps getting reminded of things, and then we get a flashback.
Which is how the movie, that's how the movies work too, also. That same way, like flashbacks.
I would like to, just to give you a feel for the dialogue of this movie, I have this exclusive clip right here.
Fuck yes.
So just, you know, just give it a listen. This is actual movie dialogue from the movie. You are dead. No, you are dead.
Shink!
That's, okay. I just pressed stop on that audio file that I recorded from the movie.
Laughter was me, just in case you're wondering.
What?
The laughter was me. That was.
That was outside. But yeah, you know, someone wrote this. We watched the dub, which I don't know.
Which fuck you if you're not cool with that. It's a Western franchise. You know, it's an adaptation of a Western franchise.
I don't know.
I don't feel too sorry about it.
I was taking notes, so I couldn't like read while I. It's complicated. I bet it wouldn't have been much better.
So
it's nothing can improve this.
Where were we? So they go back to Prost's house, and she's like, "Help me with the rebellion." And he's like, "Marcus is here. I'm angry. Better kill Marcus." So they immediately go to.
And they just start running towards the place where they make the vaccine because.
Marcus, there's a plague. Have we explained the plague yet?
There's a plague that's killed everyone, which is why it's post-apocalyptic. And Marcus controls this like. Walled-in utopia full of like people wearing bright white jumpsuits
because
it's the future, and they have a vaccine, and the people outside need the vaccine, but they don't get it for some reason
because they don't want to be subject to his.
They don't ever show what
but
he
does. Doesn't seem that bad.
It's just a place.
It's just like, it's kind of 1984, but not as gross. It's just
they never,
Brave New World.
Like they, we don't want to go in there, but they don't know why. No one knows why. But
because they're rebels.
Yeah, so then they go into the sewer, and then there's just a scene where Colin kills an alligator. Because I don't know.
Sewer gator.
And then he just sort of, pretty quickly. Or wait, I guess, do they get to the vaccine lab first, or is that later?
That's way later.
Oh, right. I remember. Okay.
Because doesn't he...
He gets to the top of the tower real quick, and then he fights with Marcus again.
Do they immediately go to the vaccine place? This movie's structure is fucked.
I already forgot.
I think they go to the... Yeah. Alligator, because they bring a little boy along. They go to the vaccine place, and the
doctor... Oh, right. Yeah. I have this... Okay. Yeah. Notes. So they get to the virus lab, and Dahlia, like, she starts shooting to give them some incentive, to give them the vaccine, and the one of the scientists lets loose something about the viral containment unit or whatever. And she goes, "Viral? What? You have the virus here? You must be using it to kill everyone." We know it doesn't make any sense because if they're making a vaccine, they would need samples of the virus.
So they could test if it works.
So it makes absolutely no sense that she would assume that. But then it turns out she's right.
Yeah, because just huge logical leap. Just
absolutely
kinda,
no. It's just goddamn.
But whatever. Movie progresses. Garbage. So Joe gets a bunch of the vaccine in his backpack, and then they leave. Like they go to run out.
Well, no. Then he does fight with. He does after
well,
they do that.
Well, they break away because he goes and he's like, "I gotta go kill Marcus."
So he rides an elevator to go kill Marcus.
For vengeance. He's searching for that vengeance.
He's still searching. He goes, fights Marcus, gets his shit fucked again, falls off like a 100-story building, doesn't die.
Is not reduced to a puddle on the ground.
Yeah, like because they show in a flashback, he gets slashed in the head, and it takes him like there's a time lapse. It looks like it takes him a year to recover from it. You see the seasons go by, and he still has a huge scar on his face. Then modern times, he just falls off a building, a gigantic building. And he's fine in like 5 minutes.
Yep, he just gets a little bit of medical attention.
I don't know. Ooh, tired.
And, the movie took a lot out of me. So he had 6 fractured ribs, just totally fucked spinal column. And he's like, whatever, I'm good, I'm ready to fight this war again.
He's good now.
So,
what else goes on? He goes back to... Rebel base, and then he finds out that all the women that loved him were the same woman, and
which
the same
is
soul.
Fucking stupid.
It's really stupid.
Oh, we forgot to mention his guru friend.
I was going to get to that. Yeah, his guru, who I guess is sort of his Sean Connery, but maybe a different character.
I think it's a different character.
He is so funny. I don't know if it's on purpose or not, but he keeps using modern colloquialisms. Like he's a wise old man, but he says
"chill out, bro."
He says,
"cool your jets, bro."
He says things like, "that was very impressive." Not
and, my wife. Sorry, stealing jokes. Jesus. Oh, sorry.
Wait, say it again.
My wife.
I don't fucking know.
Wife Lander.
But also, what does he? What does he says? He says. You were never very bright, but at least you're not an asshole. He just keeps...
But at least you weren't an asshole? You were never an asshole?
Something like that, yeah. You've never been that bright, but at least you aren't an asshole.
But he is... I mean,
he's very funny.
He's asshole by proxy, right?
I mean,
he can live forever, but he spends all his time going for revenge.
He lives only for vengeance. Yeah, I mean, like, every time he walks in, you know, on Marcus trying to kill him, Marcus is always doing something cool, like painting or sculpting or whatever, like.
Or being a Nazi.
He's so old that, yeah, at one point he's a Nazi and they fight on a wing of a plane.
Do we mention that this is Marcus Octavius?
Yeah.
This is historical figure.
Oh, right. He's a real man. Okay. Sure.
And he is an immortal.
Yep.
He's McCloud's nemesis and he just keeps finding him and keeps getting his shit kicked in. Sword keeps breaking. At one point he's a Nazi. As we mentioned, I just reiterated a bunch of stuff I didn't have to reiterate. Go on. All right, killer content there.
Yeah, I mean, let's see. He goes back to Rebel Place. They decide to finally go all out because the virus is coming. So they got to finally stage an all out attack.
Deadline
so
now.
They do like a guerrilla attack on the.
This fucking asshole completely misses.
They try to launch an RPG thing and they just don't come anywhere close. Because the Marcus's armies are going through the streets now, because now they know that the rebels know the virus is coming. So meanwhile, I guess Colin goes back and just they fight in a coliseum,
right, which we called like moment zero. We saw so Marcus has a coliseum created for his leisure,
and
his lady friend just murks some fools in the coliseum.
Yep.
I'm like, that's name, but Cloud's going in that bitch. Turns out, totally right.
Last fight.
Absolutely goes in that bitch.
Yeah.
And he's like, "You've got 2 minutes to stop the virus from killing everybody."
By the way, Colin and Dahlia have super hot nipple sex.
Yeah, they get really sexy on each other.
Yeah, it's a very funny scene. The facial expressions in this movie are wrong.
Yes,
like they try to go for a lot of expression in the faces, but it never quite looks right because they kind of look like the mouths are too wide to begin with, and
their faces are so angular.
Yeah, it always ends up looking a little silly when they try to get emotional. And when they try to do, like, intimate kissing, it's just like there's two wide-open mouths just kind of rubbing against each other. And there's nothing. There's nothing.
Yeah,
there's
it's bad stuff. It's not erotic. Well, a little bit erotic.
Yeah, there were well-drawn
pretty
boobs.
Pretty fat cans, if I do say
yes,
so myself.
Yes, fat cans. Good butts.
Three Weebo seal stuff. Of butt approval.
Seal of butt approval. Put stamp on.
Yeah.
I brought it back. There's a weird clicking noise every time I do a sound effect.
Yeah.
I hope that's not in the recording. What happens? And then he accidentally releases the virus anyways, but then McCloud Dahlia kills Marcus's bitch with a grenade in the face,
but
and they both die.
Kills herself.
Yes, sacrifices herself. And
Dahlia just shoves a grenade into this girl's open mouth.
Yep, I just said that.
I know, but like you didn't mention that she shoves it into her mouth.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Okay, yeah,
I like that. That's a cool way to kill a person and yourself. But, yeah.
And then Colin finally asks for help from God, and that's what gives him the power to. To kill Marcus Octavius. No, it doesn't. Then there's a big old quickening that kills the virus and all the robots, and everybody's okay.
We did it,
and hey, guess what? He finds vengeance.
And that's three Weebos for this week. Let's break some stuff down here.
What did you think of this movie, Ethan?
I was entertained.
Sure.
I found myself entertained the entire time, personally. It's a dumb, bad movie.
We were watching it together, so that would probably increase the entertainment.
For sure.
Because all the like, what? This doesn't make sense. But there were some... I don't know. Like, it certainly wasn't really, like... I wasn't on the edge of my seat. Nothing was really surprising.
I was... There's no shocking revelations.
There's no, like... amazing animation sequences. Like, the art style's pretty lackluster.
It's got funny moments.
Some parts are but nothing hilarious, though. It's pretty average.
The character of Marcus...
Yeah.
He
I like him better than Colin.
Yes. Because like, Colin is so one note and like
yeah, the like I feel like the only reason Colin isn't evil is just cuz he's doing this one thing.
Yeah.
He's just like he's amoral. He just wants to kill a dude to kill his wife. But Colin is like
chaotic neutral?
Maybe like lawful evil. I don't know.
Cuz he's not doing evil. He just wants... He's getting revenge, which I guess would be...
Oh, Colin, we're still talking
about. Yeah, I'm talking about Colin.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I get their names mixed up because they both sound... I don't know.
Bland.
They both got C's in them or something.
But yeah, and Marcus is just... He's like, I want to create a new Rome.
Oh, yeah. Which he's is always
bold,
after Rome.
A bold ambition. It's I would like to
he
see
He likes
new
it
Rome.
A whole lot.
That sounds cool as fuck.
That's the only line of dialogue in this movie that I liked is when Colin goes, "You killed my wife," and Marcus goes like, "I love my wife and you killed her," and Marcus goes, "I loved Rome. Things die." And this
is, yep. Marcus is he's chill. He's got 100% chill the entire movie.
He's like, always so chill.
Yeah, he's always smug and he's like, "Yeah,
I'm just gonna paint this picture. I'm gonna invade England.
I'm gonna make a new empire." Like it's
the movie equivalent of like a straw man comic where like the scene yes. is like I'm
incredibly silly.
I hate you so much. You want you to die? Hey man, I just want to be a Nazi. Fly this plane. What's the big deal?
Yeah.
What's the big deal?
He's a very smug, cool Nazi.
I just want to be a painter. I can speak poetry. I'm really good at invading. I can ride a horse. I can jowl. Like what's
30 languages?
What's your
problem?
Just give up, bro. You've been trying so hard. Just go have fun, man.
Chill out. You're immortal. Like, why are you fucking? why, go get another hoe. Like, what's?
I built this cool city. It's why? What do you? What's your problem?
Man, if he kept. Okay, so he figures out in this movie that all the girls are the same girl, as we mentioned. Like all
like,
of
but
his lovers.
That, are they just reincarnations?
I'm not sure. Now, one of them is barely even a character. So to even like assert that character has any weight to it at all.
Yeah, there's a scene.
Why would you?
There's one of the flashbacks is him. Being buried by his Scottish tribe, the MacLeods. And then he comes back to life, obviously, and the only person that defends him is this woman that apparently loves him and also looks like the other two
Wait,
women.
Wait, she doesn't die, does she?
No. He just kind of shoves her away and what's up? I mean, that was probably the last time he saw her, right?
Yeah. So if she keeps getting reincarnated and he keeps finding her...
Right.
Why doesn't he... Actually, no. Never mind. Never mind. Movie makes complete sense. I'm wrong.
I would in that
perfect,
one specific
film.
Instance, it kind of makes sense. But like,
it's dumb.
The women don't even really have similar personalities.
No.
Like,
well, one of them has no personality.
One of them, we don't see any of her personality.
One of them's a fucking traitor.
What? No, she doesn't betray him. She tries to save him by killing the other dude, by killing Marcus. Remember?
But she poisoned him. Or is that just a...
She poisoned him to keep him there. That wasn't poison. That was just
oh. Oh, okay.
I think that was just a drug,
but she,
right?
But she was going to...
She was going to bone Mark... Or no, she wasn't. She tried to stab him instead. Yeah, no, she was cool.
Fair enough. You know, fair enough. Okay, movie. You got one
But
on
still,
me.
Personality-wise, like...
Very different.
Yeah, I mean, like... I guess the first one and Dahlia are... I mean, they're both, like... They both
they
fight.
Have ambition.
They're,
they have
yeah,
ambition.
They're courageous, but, like...
That's a stretch.
There's no like they try to make a point like oh it's the same woman but like you don't really feel like the same character.
I can't believe this motherfucker has been chasing Marcus for 2,000 fucking years.
I bet he has no idea what to do after this movie. I want to see a sequel to this where he tries to figure out what the fuck to do with his life.
I guess he waits for the next lady, right?
Colin McLeod just like trying out new hobbies for an hour and a half, and he's just kind of like
gets frustrated.
Everything he does like something keeps breaking. Like he tries to paint and the paintbrush just breaks, and then he tries to cook. Tries to cook and the spoon breaks. He tries to make Roman like Greek food. Or Italian food, and he's just everything he's breaking. He goes,
fucking
Alfredo,
Dahlia.
Is Dahlia a food?
No, isn't that wasn't that girl's name?
Dahlia.
I don't know. He's just screaming for her.
He just screams every.
You killed my wife.
You killed my wife.
But what if now, does he keep getting bad. Like? He sees a new girl. He's like, ooh, she has red hair. Is this the one? And then it's not her. He's just disappointed. Does he kill her out of it? Because he's a crazy person, as we know. He's a fucking he's a maniac.
He's a psychopath.
Does he take his frustration out on the girls that he finds?
He doesn't kill anybody. He doesn't kill any women. What are you talking about?
No, but I'm saying like he's like I thought you were reincarnation of my wife again. You're not.
I think he knows because he keeps having these flashbacks when he sees Dahlia. Yeah. He goes, oh.
Wouldn't life be really frustrating if there were flashbacks all the time? Like the like visual flashbacks.
And it depends on if the flashbacks pause time or not. Because if they pause real time, then they give you time to think, and that'd be nice. They would give you time to reflect. But
like, what if it's like, I'm trying to think of a situation where a flashback would occur in either of our lives.
I don't know. What if every time I took a shower, I got remembered of the time my dad dropped me in the shower when I was like one?
And you saw his penis?
I saw his penis like on the way down for like a split second.
Oh, you just flashback to penis?
Flashback to that one frame of blurred penis in my mind.
No, here it is. It's like, oh yeah, I'll watch that show. And it's just Steven saying that like 10 years later. It's like,
every time he said that,
yeah.
You have to relive.
Oh yeah, I'll watch
you
show.
You have to relive every text conversation, like, oh guys, can we just record next week? I'm not telling you.
Can we, hey, it's going to be another day. Yeah. No, if they
guys,
stop time,
guys,
it'd be
cool. I just started this show.
I watched all 26 episodes in one day. Oh, it's a real shame he's dead. Speaking of death.
What's up?
No, I have nowhere to go from there. No, no. We are immortal. We cannot
die. There
can
be only one. We got through this whole conversation without saying there can be only one.
They said it twice in the movie. And it ended up being badass at the end.
It's a cool phrase. It's one of the only reasons why Highlander is still known is because of that sentence.
At the end of this movie, that final fight is pretty cool. At least that last, like,
I don't know.
Two sword slashes is cool.
Yeah, it lasts like 15 seconds, but yeah, I don't know. Madhouse got their really smooth animation guy on the job for that one, where like everything looks like too smooth, where it looks like it's not really good, but it's just super smooth. Oh, what's going on?
Is
that picking up?
I don't know what that is.
Is it picking up on the?
Oh, it's here. Totally is. Yeah.
Oh wow.
That's a helicopter.
That's a P-50. No, okay, helicopter.
Hold on.
Oh.
That's a helicopter.
Oh, okay, nice. Thanks. Good job. What if it's not? It might just be a. It might just be a prop plane. Prop plane. Yeah. It's probably a helicopter though.
Yeah.
What was I talking about? Oh, like the smooth animation, like in Death Note's second opening, where the guy's walking. It's super smooth. It's probably that dude.
And then
it goes. And then the ED when it goes. It's a spot on imitation. Highlander.
Marcus is cooler.
We said that, yeah.
I didn't want him to win. But I understand why he's so cool, and I come to terms with
it. When you devote 2,000 years to being cool, you'll probably end up being cool.
I hope someday I can be that smug. I hope someday I can be standing in line at the DMV like, I can't even make the face.
With your shirt off and just two big straps, leather straps on you.
Well, I always wear that.
It makes sense, yeah. Underneath everything.
I went to the DMV recently, and I went in, and I was number 71. Okay. And they were currently serving number 69. And I was like, oh, fuck yeah. And I got in and out of the DMV, got my photo taken, applied for a new license, and everything in probably 10 minutes. It was pretty cool.
Cool.
I think people are liars. I don't think DMV is actually bad.
I mean, we live in a pretty small, like, I don't know. There's probably not that many people at the DMV at once. And you can do some more stuff online now. That probably helps, right?
Awesome. Good. Yeah. Because I want to do it in person because it's easier.
I don't think you can renew. Oop, that's my computer. I don't think you can renew licenses online if you got it.
I think you can.
Oh, it's because you turned 21, right? You gotta get a new something. You gotta
hey,
go.
Do you want to hit a sound effect for me, really quick?
Sound effect.
Still there. Pop is still there.
It's still there. Yeah.
That's Highlander.
That was Highlander. Yeah. I don't know.
We decided we're gonna watch them all now.
We have to watch every Highlander movie now, which is only. Three more movies.
Why don't I start from the beginning?
Oh, again?
Yeah. Do you really remember Highlander 1?
I mean, there's nothing to remember. Like, I don't think it's a con. It's like, we don't need
to
remember
it. It might be cool, though. What if it's cool the second time around?
We haven't changed dramatically as people in 2 years since we've watched that movie. No. I don't even think it's been two full years. Probably been a year and a half.
We're watching all the Amityville movies.
Yeah, have we talked about that yet?
No, we haven't.
I mean, we're going to watch every single Amityville movie.
We're three in.
Yeah, third one was bad.
Second one was kind of cool.
Second one was... I thought it was worse than the first. I
agree. But I think the first one's... I think the first one's actually kind of an interesting movie in some ways.
The first one just has like a handful of good moments, and that's... You know,
it's got
that's
some
enough.
Weird, it's got interesting filmmaking in it. Like, there's certain edits that are really fucking jarring and strange, and I like that.
There's stuff. But yeah, the second one is just like some stuff from the first one, and then some stuff
worse.
From other movies, and then...
Isn't there a portal to hell in the... Oh, the third one is a portal
third
to hell.
The third one has a portal to hell.
Yeah.
That just looks like a comfy... Like a nice hot tub.
It looks like a cauldron. Just like a child's play cauldron.
But just that goes all the way down.
Mm-hmm. Into hell.
Yeah, the third...
Continuing the trend of portals to hell in your third films.
what else has that?
The Exorcist.
Wait, is that...
The Exorcist 3. The end of The Exorcist 3, there's a portal to hell that opens up in the...
Isn't that just like a pit? I guess that goes to hell, doesn't it?
Wait, wasn't... Oh, isn't...
What's it?
Okay.
Huh? Huh?
In fucking Amityville 3, The Possession, don't we have like a scene that's almost identical to the one at the end of...
Exorcist 3?
Yeah.
Not nearly as cool.
I know. Yeah, of course. Because nothing will be as cool as that scene from Exorcist 3.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah. Go watch The Exorcist 3, by the way. It's a cool movie.
Did we watch that whole movie?
Exorcist 3?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we did. It was...
It was so fucking boring. I don't remember anything until the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, but the...
It's oh,
worth
my God.
It. It's worth it,
last
10
minutes is...
It's exactly what you want.
Actually worth... It's... Yeah, it's so... It is... Like
that movie has one really good scare.
Even
and it's
I
got,
do remember like something being spooky.
It's a hallway.
That yeah, something yep, happens.
Yeah,
there.
And then.
But the actual exorcism scene in 3 like is
fire.
Actually even better than the exorcism scene in 1 because it is so much more intense without going completely off the rails into silly town. Even though it's pretty silly, I don't know.
Remember we watched Altered States.
Yeah,
Altered States was cool.
That's a cool movie.
It's also it's like dumb, but I love it.
It's high concept as hell, and it's...
But also it gets really low brow at points in terms of, like, what it's doing. Like,
what happens in that movie?
He runs around it as an ape at one point.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of freaky, though. That's weird.
I love it.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome.
By the way, that's a movie about a man who discovers that tripping balls in a sensory deprivation chamber devolves your DNA.
So cool.
Which
it's
is
so
such a
cool.
fucking...
So
I couldn't
cool.
think of that concept in a million years. It is so goddamn ridiculous, but it's so cool. That movie is really cool.
At the end, when there's a total freak out and the world's just kind of
evolving.
The end
just is a complete imagery assault of absolute madness.
Banger,
like 2001 Banger. Levels, and it's great. It's great. And
you
he
should
just,
watch that,
he just, like, he just goes so far back in DNA that he become he just, like, he just Madoka's into crazy... goo. I don't know. I don't even remember what
thumbs
happens.
Up.
It's
thumbs
it's
up.
A crazy.
There's a floor that's lava at one point, and
yeah.
he
and
is
the
a
scene,
lava monster.
And the scene where he goes to the Native American tribe and drinks their
peyote.
It's not peyote. It's the weird thing that they drink. I forget
ayahuasca.
What it's ayahuasca. And there's just a crazy acid trip scene where
so cool.
there's all this symbolic imagery and it's all this green screen shit and it's flying all by it's nuts.
I will watch that by myself unless you want to watch it again sometime.
I'd watch that again
because that movie see I the things I remember about that movie are all awesome as fuck.
Yeah, I mean it's probably boring.
Of it's procedural, but at least it's kind of interesting procedural stuff.
Yeah,
like where it's...
that movie inspired two of our friends to go into isolation chamber, sensory deprivation chambers.
But they did not take ayahuasca before they did.
They did not trip balls, and they apparently wasn't super relaxing because they just kind of got salt water in their ears and eyes. But hey, you try.
I'm gonna try harder. We just got to get our hands on illicit substances and try again.
Let's go.
Who could possibly
let's
get
just,
their hands
let's
on illicit
just
substances?
Drop acid and just try to kind of float in your pool. Let's do that.
All right.
Get covered in moths. It'd be fun.
Can I talk about how I bought acid?
Well, no.
Oh, okay.
That's not like talking about weed. That's like an actual drug.
44:15. That's the timestamp. All right.
Okay.
Leave that there. 44:15.
You didn't buy acid. That was just a silly joke you told.
Why would I ever?
But if you did buy acid, what would the story behind that be?
If I had bought acid, not that I did, I would not have been. I would not have been at the movie theater on a first date with a lady friend.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I would
that
not...
That would be crazy.
I would not have... certainly would not have gone to the bathroom in air
pretended
quotes.
To go to the bathroom.
I would certainly would not have pretended to go to the bathroom.
So you could do a drug deal in the parking lot.
To do a drug deal in the parking lot. Because I guarantee you that acid dealer would not have only been in town for 1 hour. And that 1 hour would have certainly not coincided with the period of time that I was in a movie with a girl.
No. No, not at all.
Yeah, that was that certainly would not ever, never, ever happen.
That would never happen. That would be crazy. What are you even talking about?
Send your drugs to...
Send your... We should get a P.O. box.
318 Weebs 22 P.O. box.
Send your poison... Send your anthrax.
Anthrax, yeah. Yeah. Just send your pipe bombs or your mailbox.
Your ricin. Mailbombs.
Yeah, ricin. Oklahoma City... P.O. Box.
What happened to Canada? We were on the Canada shtick for so long.
What? No, I mean, I was making a joke about the Oklahoma City bomber.
Oh! Okay, that wasn't... He wasn't the Unabomber, though. That was a different dude.
Was he not also... Oh, yeah, no, you're right. You're right. You're totally right.
Yeah, the mail guy
yes,
was...
Yes, Unabomber was
the... Ted Kaczynski.
Yes, Ted Kaczynski, where he lived in a woods in a shack.
And I think probably, yeah.
And I know about Ted Kaczynski. So he lived in a shack... And he would develop really, really complicated mechanisms for bombs.
Uh-huh.
And he would have been a genius if he didn't completely lose his fucking mind. But that was the government's fault. If you fucking...
Oh, right. He was MK Ultra.
MK Ultra. Look that shit up.
Hey, all those other people didn't become crazy. Or did they?
They probably... They live among us now. We'll find out.
More Unabombers.
What would the octa?
I guess it would be yeah. It would be the dive bomber, the tribe bomber, and
Oh god, I hope it's not the Tri City Bomber.
Oh no, I don't know what that is.
Because that's my rap group name, and I don't want people to steal that.
The Tri City Bombers.
Oh, ugh. That's cool as fuck.
You'd never be able to register. You get so many. You get an FBI file instantly. You can never get any mail. You can't address something to the bombers.
It's three Weebos presents the T-Dot Bombers, which is our rap collective.
Okay, yeah. It's a great name. Yeah, they'll love us when we do concerts in Toronto. Toronto. That's the city. I always say Ontario when I think Toronto.
We are going to blow up a building, Bombers, which is our rap group name.
9/11 2.0 for real. The Doing Terrorism for Real Collective.
I am going to explode Madison Square Garden is the name of my band.
The I Am Actually ISIS Collective. I sell guns on the black markets experience.
Planning to assassinate the president band and his cohorts.
Band.
Osama bin Laden and friends.
I mean, that actually sounds like a band name. Yeah, that's
a nice Iraq band name.
Yeah.
You know, Viet Cong had to change their name.
Are they called just VC now?
They don't have a new name yet. It's really frustrating.
I didn't know that was a trend that, like, pussy bands are changing their names to just an acronym of their name.
Really?
Because Andrew Jackson Jihad is now AJJ.
What?
Yeah.
That's an awesome name.
Well, too bad. This Town Needs Guns is now TTNG. That might be it.
That's a fucking... You don't even have to change that name. That's not offensive.
That's a
fun catchphrase.
Nope, it's no gun culture in my
What
British
about Perfect
band.
Pussy? Perfect Pussy still around?
That's PP. Which is kind of the opposite. It kind of went the opposite direction.
Didn't Perfect Pussy put Menster Blood in the disc and then DJ Khaled... Was it DJ Khaled?
What? I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
So there was a Nardwar interview. Nardwar, the human serviette, did an interview with, I believe, DJ Khaled, where he talks. He's like, "What do you think about Perfect Pussy?" And he hands him a disc, and he's like, "She put her menstrual blood into the disc." And then DJ Khaled freaks out and throws the record away because he's freaked out by the idea of menstrual blood into disc.
I can't blame him.
Which was pretty kind of fucked up because it was like a fucking really limited pressing of this girl. Yeah, whatever.
I guess you can't make that much menstrual blood. It'd have to be pretty limited.
I don't know about you, man, but I get heavy flow sometimes.
Is that what heavy flow means? I guess.
You ever go on that subreddit White Knight? white knighting.
Sure, all the time. I can't stop white knighting.
There was.
When I say that I get on there, I mean like the my posts.
Yeah, your number one.
My YouTube comments always end up on white knighting. Those guys hate me there.
There's a picture I saw about, but it's obviously fake or a joke about this guy. He's like, I'll wear pads with you on your period so you don't have to feel like you're alone. And then I just imagine it's like, I'll fucking shove tamps in my asshole so that you don't have to feel like you're alone.
I won't shit for 4 days.
What would be the repercussions of shoving tamps in your butthole?
The same. I mean, you could get like toxic shock if you leave them in there long enough, but that's the same for ladies.
But the three of Weebos did not endorse putting tamps in your bee.
No. Unless they're soaked in alcohol. In which case, fucking time. Invite me. It's time to park.
Mark me down for two of those. I will take two. Thank you.
You can just make one yourself. Why would you have to?
I'm not gonna fucking buy tamps.
That's a good point. You bought lube at Walmart the other day, though.
I did buy lube at Walmart the other day when we were hanging out.
You were drunk at Walmart. Yes. That's okay to be.
Yes. I mean, everyone's drunk at Walmart. Even the fucking...
No, it's just going there, the atmosphere is just like, you get a little woozy.
You're just like, hell yeah, this is a party town. We're in Party City, baby. And you go to any of the cash registers and everyone's miserable.
Hello, this is Party City, USA, yes?
How you doing at Party City? And the girl at the cash register is like, fine.
That fat lady at Walmart always comments about how much junk food we buy, even though she weighs 300 pounds. And every time I just want to say, like, it's like, oh, more junk food, huh? I'm like, yeah, I mean, you're familiar. Fucking just sneaking a little thing.
That would be it. We would never see her again. She'd be
never recover.
Dead. She'd be fucking dead.
Fat Walmart lady on suicide watch.
No, Declan, destroy
our new YouTube video. The three Weebos destroy fat Walmart cashier.
Imagine the repercussions.
Prank 2016.
And that we'd be done. We would never be able to
hold a GoPro up to her face. It's like, you fucking fat.
I don't know. We've been pleasant to her for so long.
You never watch anime.
I don't think we've ever said, like, every interaction we've ever had with her, I think we've been pleasant towards her. And yeah. Then if out of nowhere, we just decide to fucking ruin her.
Snap. We're done.
Three Weebos snap and devastate fat
three
Walmart
Weebos
bitch.
Eviscerate large Walmart client clerk.
Three Weebos incinerate this bit and we just light her on fire.
Literal incinerate. The three Weebos defenestrate portly register worker.
plus size register worker.
How many different words?
Plus size beauty.
Fat, chunky.
Chunky.
Chunky Walmart employee.
Yeah. Just picturing us coating her from head to toe in lube and throwing her down the aisles of Walmart.
Why?
I don't know. I can't be a funny thing to throw in this place.
But why though?
Because it seems like it'd be fun.
I guess that would probably be
if
fun.
If you coated me in oil, I'd do it.
Yeah. We should, I mean, if...
Have you heard of Turkish mud wrestling?
Yes. No. No, I haven't.
So, in Turkish mud wrestling, you attack each other's balls.
Oh, no.
You grab balls, and you're, like, in each other's pants grabbing their balls.
No.
And you just try to, like, grab their balls until they submit. Oh. But there's, like,
mud? There is mud.
Actually, it's oil wrestling, I think.
Oh, okay.
And you're all oiled up.
That sounds awful.
And I think, because it's so slippery, you have to keep pulling your shit away, and it's like that you can't get a good grab on the wee-wee. But it's not like the entire thing is.
You think they like soak their balls in ice beforehand so they're all shriveled up and hard to grab?
I think they come on the other end really like their shit's bruised as fuck.
Well, yeah,
but I'm not sure.
Okay,
I don't know if we'd have a problem with that, but you know, having to shrink.
God, other countries sure do sound terrible.
Tell me about it, eh? Rome was cool though.
Maybe
hit orgies
at some point. Maybe not like at the end. Maybe like in the middle, in the beginning.
They ate a lot of art. That was cool.
A lot of what?
Art.
Oh, I thought you said they ate a lot of bark.
They farted a lot. They were just farting.
I've read their graffiti. They did a lot of farting. Actually, that wasn't there. That was Pompeii. Whatever. You want to help some people? I'm in the mood for helping.
Oh, dude, I'm helping whenever I can. Can I finish
things out here?
Can this count towards my charity work? Because I got arrested for buying drugs.
Yeah. No, you're on community. I'll start the community service.
Okay, community service. Let's go.
Starting now. Okay.
All right, let's go. Let's stretch this as long as possible.
We're helping people.
I don't want to go to the homeless shelter again.
All right. Cool.
Do not care about the homeless.
Keep it rolling. It's time for Guidance.
Guidance.
This is our Guidance theme song.
And from now on, that is...
Yeah, no one.
Just imagine that's one big no, and it's a no, and it's saying a no to the entire website of Gaia.
For those of you new to the Gaiaden segment, we go to the website GaiaOnline.com,
which we do not advise.
One word. Don't be a negative Nancy. If we improve the community, we can make this site usable.
In its current state, though,
within a few decades. Right now, if you have any kind of world knowledge or self knowledge or any knowledge whatsoever. Please maybe stay away. There's nothing here that's going to increase your mental capacity.
If you have enough self-knowledge, go write Walden 2.
Sure, yeah.
Is Gaia one big existentialist work, do you think?
This is actually a prank made by...
it's just a prank!
The same guy who did John Teeter. It's just he made this website. He made a bot that makes all these posts. So Gaia Online, we go there and we help people out by answering their extremely... complex
erotic.
And erotic questions. Erotically complex or complexly erotic questions.
I identify as my gender is erotically complex.
Yeah, I know. Some days I feel kinky. Other times I feel kind of horny. I don't know. It's different. It's complex.
I'm going to slap genderqueer on it. Call it a day.
Hello. Please, as our young child enters first grade, please keep in mind that on some days he feels erotic, while on other days he feels complex.
So if we prefer your, yous, and y'all.
And sexy.
Sexy.
He, him, and sexy. he, his, and...
Damn!
And
Woo!
It's her, hers, and ooh,
mm. Ooh, baby.
Okay, this is from our first question today on guidance is a question from the anime/manga/comic section of the website of the forum called by Gaia community member x-lady_lyra-x, which is not how you're supposed to do the X's. I don't know why you. While you've done that, her avatar is just wearing a gray bikini, so I'm not really into that.
You're not into bikinis?
Not like on this weird dwarf thing. I don't.
Oh, it's right, Gaia. Gaia's.
They have the little customizable. Yeah, it's not an actual person. It's just like a.
Okay.
Yeah. Lady Lyra X. Lady Lyra X asks, Naruto secretly gay?
Secretly
gay.
Secretly,
I'm not familiar
gay.
With the friend. Is Naruto? You think you've received enough evidence to sufficiently claim, beyond all reasonable doubt, that Naruto is a gay?
Now that's a really narrow-minded view to assume that he's just a gay, because as
Can
we
it
all
be
know,
complex?
Sexy jutsu is a thing that he has.
I remember that was the only episode I watched.
Where he turns into a sexy, sexy lady. Mm-hmm. So I think he's probably trans.
Maybe we could elaborate. If we read the whole question, mm-hmm. How many of you think that Naruto is secretly gay? And if you do, then who is he secretly dating? To me, I think it's Lee. That guy is just too shady, lol.
Shady.
Please note that I am not a Naruto hater. I'm a big fan of the show. This question just randomly popped in my head. The Pope summoned her and asked and caused her to start asking fundamental questions about homosexuality.
Post memes on Facebook.
The Pope the Pope enters people's heads and tells them to post on Gaia.
Make a prog album. okay.
Ask Gaia Online how babies are made.
So the answer to is Naruto gay is of course yes.
Okay.
And he is gay with the.
Is it Lee? That guy is so shady.
The third Hokage.
Whenever I see a guy on the street and he's like, you know, he's kind of standing in an alleyway and he's got like a trench coat with a hood on and he's kind of like, he's got his arm underneath one side of the trench coat and he's kind of looking around and he's kind of trying to hide his face a little, I think, holy shit, that dude sucks cocks all day. Wow.
He is such a Lee.
That dude is so...
He is such a Rock Lee.
That guy's just like Lee because he is gay as fuck.
He says shady.
He's just too shady, lol.
Too shady.
Or no, sorry. He's just too shady.
Just too shady.
He is just too shady. So I guess he goes to shady a lot. Like
he's a big Eminem fan.
There. Yeah, yeah. He is just too shady. He treats Eminem right. He does well by him.
He does. How do you even do well by Eminem anymore?
You, I don't know.
Buy his album,
you
I
buy,
guess.
Yeah, you buy
Marshmallow's You buy Marshmallow's LP2 and pretend it's good.
People like that album.
I don't.
Okay.
That's the end of it.
Got good review. Okay.
I'm beginning to feel like a rap god. Rap. Huh. It's... I can't come up with a Naruto rap god crossover.
I bet that AMV exists. Let's find out.
I guarantee... Yeah, all right.
Hold on.
Let's shovel shit into our eyes.
Naruto... See, I wish we could do the video portion like we did for the spring preview, but that's just too complicated.
Just cut it into the
No
video
way.
Version.
It just no. Way, takes way too long.
Fair enough.
Ash, well, we'll figure something out. Naruto, Eminem...
Rap god.
AMV. I mean, you can imagine what it looks like. It's Naruto footage, right? Okay.
I'll dictate it.
Okay, this one is Till I Collapse. And it has... How many views do you want to say this has?
I'm going to guess... 70,000.
Okay. What about 1.2 million?
Of course. I didn't want to... Okay, let me dictate. If you want to turn this to me, I'll dictate to the audience.
Okay,
all right. Okay, solid start here. Does Not Know Productions. Uh-huh. All right. So Naruto and
Windows
Sasuke.
Movie Maker so far.
This is a tribute, by the way.
Oh, it's just a tribute? He doesn't remember the actual song.
Okay, so Naruto.
It's a tribute to those who... This is hilarious.
Who cannot collapse.
Who
fight!
Those who fight.
I'm sure the military people are military people.
This is going to get us copyright banned. This is going to get us taken off YouTube. Not gonna make those.
Gotta make
those YouTube bugs.
This is dedicated to the people who fight till they collapse.
Okay, this is okay. Yeah, it's a Naruto AMV. It's
okay. So it's a bunch of people on the ground, yep. And they're like, I don't want to be on the ground anymore, so they get up.
Yeah, they're just getting back. It's this basically a tsunami stinger.
You're gonna fight till you collapse, and then you get back up.
Okay, that's enough of that.
Yeah, it's a Naruto AMV.
Woo! What else is there? There's a Won't Back Down one.
Oof, can't get those brain cells.
There's a Berserk one, which is okay.
Everybody!
And
go Berserk!
Wait, is that what that...
Yes.
Okay. There's okay, Lose Yourself. Not as many views as I would expect. 23,000. Naruto versus Pain AMV.
Are you sorting by most relevant or view count? Because they're probably...
This is relevant.
Eminem, Naruto, it's... Fuck.
No, it's... I'd searched Naruto, Eminem, AMV, so it'll be all of these... Love the Way You Lie, Part 2.
Love the Way You Lie? That Rihanna track?
That's a Sasu-Saku AMV.
So that would be Sasuke and Sakura.
Uh-huh.
So, I think...
Go to Sleep, another Till I Collapse.
I think this joke might be plunged. I think we plunged
oh,
the
right,
depths
okay,
of this joke.
Yeah, I guess we already...
I was just
genuinely curious.
We could watch that later. That's for later viewing.
Okay, let's see, what do people on Gaia actually answer this question with? Oh, wow, first one. Holy shit, Ethan, you called it. Secretly isn't the word I'd use.
Yep, it turns
have you
out.
Seen, the question is, who isn't gay? Have you seen their sandals? God.
They're also fashionable.
It's fucking terrible.
Streetwear and shit. Big old yellow or orange jumpsuits.
Oh, God, what the fuck?
What's up?
This person repeated the same sentence 6 times in their post as if it's something...
Of, like, note?
Rivalry and romance are completely different things. Rivalry and romance are completely different things. Rivalry and romance are completely different things. Also, Naruto likes Sakura, so no, he isn't gay. Oh, wait, no, he did. He actually did, didn't he? No, that's not a shipping thing. Naruto did like
yep,
Sakura.
Did.
Sakura.
Hey, guess what? Narusaku,
it's over. It's over.
Fucking ogre.
Let's see, next one. Have you seen Sasuke? Who can resist to not become one for just that hottie?
Hmm? Oh, wait, hold on, repeat that.
Who can resist not to become one just for that hottie?
Who can resist to not become one?
How about this post? New, I can't believe it. That's all use. N-U-U-U-U.
Does this person think that this is like official? It's like, oh fuck, I can't believe it. Naruto's gay.
And then Lady Lyra says, lol, believe it. With belief spelled wrong. Believe spelled wrong. Lol, maybe or maybe not. Then again, who knows what any of us are thinking except ourselves?
What?
That's a response to another person's post that I literally can't read because every single one of their posts is a centered picture of a dude, like a manga dude. I don't care what character it is. And then there's a picture below that, and I think the post content is below that, but every single one of their posts is that exact...
Is it like their tag or whatever the fuck? Or like their...
Yeah, but like the... Usually the signature or whatever is below the post content. This person's it's above all their shit, so you have to go below. It doesn't make any sense at all.
Forms are the worst. Forms are terrible. Why would you ever let somebody put something on all of their posts?
Or at least like check to make sure.
Make sure it's just text, if the very most.
Make like 100 pixels maximum.
It's a banner. I'm okay with like a banner.
Height, and then just like just keep it under like, you know, 15K, so I don't have to load that shit whenever I load.
Okay, so that's, we solved that one. Naruto,
done. How about this one from the Life Discussion Forum? This is from the guy community member. It goes moo.
It goes, it goes, it goes, it goes moo.
And it, their avatar's adorable. It's a little thing with an ice cream cone. He or she asks, coffee poisoning? Let me read the post. Stupidly enough, I decided to consume a large cup of coffee, which is 3 shots worth. I am kind of dizzy at the moment. Am I still safe? Will I die from caffeine poisoning?
Jesus Christ,
what can I do to get better? First of all, great job going straight to guy for this. This is exactly, you need fast and accurate answers.
More
and that's
reliable
what this
than WebMD.
For. Absolutely. You drink coffee, don't you? Or no?
Mm-mm.
Oh, right. You're all soda.
Mm-hmm.
I drank coffee once and I felt bad, so I'm gonna say probably, yeah.
That's yeah, I think you're probably dying.
Definitely. No one has ever drank 3 cups of coffee before.
Never in a million fucking years.
I can't believe this stuff is still legal. You know, you can just go into the store and buy enough coffee to kill an entire city of people.
And yet I can't buy meth.
Nope. No.
The fuck,
doesn't
man.
Make any sense. Double standards is
bath
what I call
salts
that.
Illegal.
Well, no. You can buy salt for your bath.
Oh shit, that's right. Fuck yeah. It sounds like a primo
synthetic weed.
Sounds like a primo case of coffee poisoning to me.
This sounds exactly like every coffee poisoning case that I've come across.
Expect a major case of the shits.
Oh yeah. But then after that, you're gonna shit your brains out for like 8 hours. But you're going to feel so energized while you do it.
And you're gonna pretend that that cup of coffee was the best cup of coffee you've ever had. And
this is the best cup of coffee I've ever had.
You take it black. Once you go black, you never go back, I believe is in reference to coffee.
Yeah, no, that's what, yeah.
I
started black, so I'm never going back. It's all black coffee.
I started black too, and I will never go back because I'm not drinking any more fucking coffee.
Yeah, probably me neither. It's like, I don't really hate the taste. It doesn't bother me. It's just, you know, it's
there are better options, always.
But it doesn't make me feel good. That makes me feel bad.
You got coffee poisoning, bro.
I got coffee poisoning, and also, like, I felt...
An ulcer.
Putting a bunch of hot liquid in my stomach very early in the morning is not what my stomach wants then.
But
It wants to be left alone until 11 a.m., and then it wants lots and lots of food.
What
but before
it's hot
that...
cocoa?
It's just, nope,
Hot cocoa
over
your tum-tum. No hot cocoa over your tum-tum?
No.
Okay.
Nothing in my tum-tum before 10 a.m. It's going to make me just gonna empty
cocaine.
Me out.
Just do cocaine.
Probably. Then you have to do it all throughout the day, and it's so expensive.
No, but here's the thing. If you do enough cocaine, you'll become successful enough to where it doesn't matter if it's expensive. Ask Christine McVie
of Fleetwood Mac. It's a large upfront investment where you have to buy all the cocaine, and then it makes money. It's the stuff back
this
later.
That's business, baby.
It's true.
It's all about those initial investments. You get enough, you can get an angel investment.
Take the risk on this cocaine. You don't need good ideas. Just cocaine.
Yeah, cocaine is the it's the fresh maker, it's the idea maker.
Or just import a bunch of modafinil from India using bitcoins.
How did the modafinil work out for you?
It's hard to test, right? Because sometimes when you get very little sleep, you end up feeling fine throughout the whole day.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you feel like garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And on the days I've taken modafinil because I didn't get enough sleep, I do feel fine, but that could be... Could be a coincidence.
Usually,
I don't know.
I know if I'm gonna feel like shit after like the first hour. I'm like, oh
yeah.
No, my stomach
yeah,
hurts.
In that sense, it probably helps from like serious fatigue and crumminess feeling. But it also, you know, it kind of like if you take a full one, like it like makes you kind of anxious, a little sweaty, palms, and then I don't know. But it's I just get enough sleep now. I don't need it that much.
How bad do you have to be health-wise before you go see somebody? Like, how far are you willing to go?
Oh, me?
I'm just saying, like...
Me personally, or just a hypothetical?
We'll compare notes.
Okay.
You like, what do you... How far do you have to go?
I would probably just lay down and die before I actually went to a doctor's office and said something.
I'm not even anxious about it. It's just I don't want to fucking deal with that shit, man.
Like I'm anxious about it.
So, hey, man, it turns out you're totally normal because why would you ever go to the doctor?
I it's for help.
There have been times where like I'm going to sleep at night. It's like I don't know what is wrong with me, but I feel like I might not wake up alive tomorrow.
Oh, what?
Instead, I'll wake up dead because it's just like my stomach will be really bad. I'm like,
it's
not all the time. It's like, you know, once every couple months, I'll be like, ooh, my tum-tum. And then I'll go to sleep and I wake up and everything's cool and I just keep kicking.
Take a Tums or something.
Fuck it. I'll live. I've never taken a Tums a day in my life.
Oh, all right. I mean,
I don't.
Not only do you not want to go to the doctor, you don't want to take any medicine at all. Okay.
No, I just avoid it at all costs.
But Tums isn't even medicine. It's just like an antacid or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The most I'll do is like vitamin C. I'll take a fuckload of vitamin C if I'm like a little bit sick, a little bit runny.
Turns out that actually doesn't actually do anything.
Oh no.
Oh shit! Fuck! I ruined it for you too because when I found that out, I started getting sick.
Fuck.
Instead of the placebo working.
Damn it.
And because when I used to almost get sick, I would just drink shit tons of orange juice and then I would feel better. And I didn't get sick for like 2 years. And then someone told me like, that doesn't actually
now,
work.
Here's
vitamin
the
C doesn't
thing.
Do anything to help you. And then I just started getting sick. I got like sick twice in 6 months.
Here's the thing. I don't do it. I don't take vitamin C enough to where I remember that. Like it'll be like, I won't remember that you told me that in 6 months.
Great. Don't.
And then by the time it comes to finally take vitamin C again, I'm like a goldfish. I'll be like, fucking give me 1,000 milligrams right now. Let's go. I'll take 8 gummy vitamins of vitamin C.
I feel great
tomorrow.
Yeah. Yep.
I've had 2 ear infections, one in each ear for a week now, and I'm just rolling with it.
Is this still going on?
Yep. Brown pus and everything.
Oh, Christ. What is that? Oh, because you bought the earplugs?
Yeah, don't wear those every night.
No, you got to wash them or something.
I do.
I
clean my ears every fucking day. I've washed those motherfuckers, and I just got massive ear infections.
That's a bummer.
And it's just something I've lived with because I swam in high school. I'm just like, my ear is infected. Of course it is because I'm swimming.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Got to reach way in there with that Q-tip.
Oh, I dig.
They don't advise it, but you got to do it.
I dig for gold. I'm going to reveal my ignorance of the anatomy here. If I press straight in, am I going to hit my eardrum?
Yeah.
It's straight in.
There's only one direction. What do you mean straight in? Like,
because I know there's like a series of tubes and shit that...
Well, it bends a little bit, yeah, but like...
Okay, so
there's no wall you're going to hit where you can just like poke that shit right in and
damn,
it's going to...
Damn, that would be awesome. That would be so cool if it was like that.
Yeah, but then you'd have to get around that and it would be make it more complicated. But yeah. That's Steven punctured his eardrum like that.
We're playing Shrek.
Yeah, he just fell straight on a bed with the thing in his ear, and it went
and now it all
into
makes
his
sense.
Head. Oh, God. I don't want to think about it. I don't want to think about it.
Never go to the doctor.
No.
We solved that problem.
No.
Gaia, knocking him out
don't
today.
Don't go to therapy.
Nice.
Don't go to a doctor. Don't tell anyone about your problems. Keep them all inside.
Yeah, until you explode.
Until, yeah. Nope.
Be a man, damn it. keep everything until the day you go into fucking work and just... with a 12-gauge and fucking blow your boss's head off.
Okay, cool. Well, this podcast is now evidence in a court case. I'm sorry. We're going to have to confiscate this.
What are you talking about, bro? I don't got no fucking problems. I'm talking about other people.
Oh, right,
of course. I'm fucking cool.
Of course. You have a shotgun. I'm just laying that out there. You possess one.
Yeah.
You have access to one.
Hey, man, anybody has access to a shotgun if they got a Walmart near them.
Arkansas Walmart doesn't have shotguns.
Anybody has access to a shotgun if there's a Dick's Sporting Goods near them.
Maybe. Want to do one more question?
Yeah, let's do one more and then call it a day, because, wow.
Oh, right.
Oof, God damn.
Yeah.
I'm not on my A-game. Let's go.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say something. It's okay. This last question is in the life discussion section. From
good.
Gaia
I hope it's family planning.
Basically, yeah. From Gaia community member Ice Battler. Who asks, how are trans babies made?
What?
He says, I know how babies are made, but I'm talking about the babies that are not normal, like trans babies and gay babies.
You're telling me that normal? Okay.
I was walking...
With these ableist terms like normal and...
I was watching a documentary on how some babies are born retarded or mentally challenged. One of my trans friends told me she was born trans. Is it kind of the same thing?
It's
Ethan, how many children do you have?
Legitimate?
What?
Ones that I've claimed as my own, or ones I've left in various cities scattered across the scrape?
How many little U's have you left around?
None. I have zero. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay. Well, joke's over.
Hey, where rubbies? Oh, hold on. I have 10. I have 10 children.
Oh, okay.
There's one of those rascals now. Hey, stop it over there, Colin, middle name McLeod. I named him after my favorite.
He was just born, and you really love that movie, so he just...
We're in the waiting room right now, actually.
Yeah, we had to record this kind of
We're watching that movie on the laptop, and I have the mixing board.
It takes a while, so yeah, we gotta do something.
I actually have the mixing board on top of my wife's stomach. I'm holding her hand right now, and it's good. Push out the second twin, and... Good, there's the second twin.
Can this one be
shot.
Connor McLeod?
No, this is Barack. Barack Joe. My last name.
This one's name is Barack Hussein Obama. Shit.
Do people not know my last name is Obama?
Just name all your kids with last names that aren't yours. It just confuse everybody.
Here's the thing. You don't have to stop at two names. That's the mistake people make. People are like, first name, middle name is all I got. No, motherfucker. You could give those bitches like eight names.
There's no rule.
Connor has like 17
names. We don't live in New Zealand. You can just keep fucking going.
Okay, so this is my son. Fuck, here we go. Okay. Oh, yeah. I'm going to nail this one off the bat. He's going to kill this one first time. Okay, this is... this is Sakura Shuriken, Deathstalkers, Marvel vs. Capcom,
okay.
Civil War.
Good.
Xavier's Academy for Gifted.
Yeah.
Metal Gear, Shinji Ikari, Obama-san. But you can just call him Shinji.
Good. That's good.
All right.
I like it.
Let's move on.
Move on. I think we're done. Are we done?
That's it?
I think so. What else we got?
Well, we got to push out this fucking third baby, okay? All right. And that's good. That's good. And we dropped it. I thought we were going to have triplets, but it turns out we only have twins.
Only 11. Oh, well. Or 12. Whatever.
Let's go smoke some cigars, I guess.
Wait, you have cigars? Oh, right. Babies.
Yeah, I have two. Because I was going to smoke... Do you want the third one? Because I was going to smoke this third cigar.
No, I'm good. I don't need, one of those right now.
Chief, where's my lighter at?
That's it for this episode of the Three of Weebos. We'll be back with the third person and hopefully... better content next time. But remember, if it's podcast bad, it's your fault, because you need to send us emails, give us feedback, give us comments on whatever, tell us what you want us to watch, tell us what we should do more of, tell us what we should do less of, tell us everything. I forgot to mention this on like the previous 5 podcasts, because I did this months and months ago, but I made us a Tumblr. threeweebos.tumblr.com. If you don't want to give us your email address, you can ask us anonymous questions there. There's no sign up. You just type in a form, punch it in. You can give us whatever. Complain to us about cisnormativity. I could not find any other service that allowed people to ask us anonymous questions.
Form Spring.
God damn. What is it? 2006. Who are you? I also made us an Ask FM, which I think does require you to make an account, but it's a very short process.
What's Ask FM?
It's another, you ask a person questions. That's it. That's literally it.
Declan, I've gotten out.
What's that?
I've gotten out. I figured out that we can make the worst episode possible as long as it's just you and me, because we can just blame it on Steven.
We usually blame it on Steven, but it is usually his fault. So it's...
But this is extra his fault, because he's not here.
Yeah.
And that's it, Three Weebs.
Call our phone number 2 at 318-WEEBS-22. That's 318-WEEBS-22. 318-WEEBS-22.
Look
at the numbers on everything.
You lazy fuck. You want us to dictate to you?
Fucking piece of shit, asshole. We also have a Twitter account. Twitter.com/3Weebos. That's spelled out. You spell it out, the three. It's THREE.
Hot Dino Squad content.
WEE.
That's topical.
BOS. Follow us. If you want. I don't know. I think we can post good things on Twitter. I like what we got going on there.
Most of them are you.
All of them, almost all of them are
here. I got like two or three in there.
Yeah, you got a couple. Steven has zero. Oh, Jesus. Don't do that. That's bad. Is that showing up on the recording? Is it fucking loud as shit in there?
Not super loud.
You're gonna have to edit. Stop it. Stop touching it. Talk to us. We wanna love you. And you keep pushing us away.
Just we talk to each other so often, it's just we want to hear.
It's too much. Just, I haven't spoken to another person in 10 years.
That's fucking amazing.
It's pretty cool, right?
Is your jaw still working?
Nope, too much cack. What? Was that what you were going for?
That's the joke we're going to... No, what? No, it's... If you don't talk to people, you're
jaw the... Stuff. But, I mean, I'm talking to... That's the point. I'm talking to only you. It's not important. It's not important.
Would you say that it... It's... Would you
what?
Say that it's not important? It was gonna be the Metal Gear. It was Metal Gear. You need the Metal Gear. It's not important.
No. Oh, I didn't get snakes. Yeah, I
ran. No, I ran. You just need. You just need the.
Well, yeah. What? The, oh.
Oh no! What the hell? Come on! Hold on. Don't jump the fucking gun.
Oh.
I need it. Hold on. I need it. It's. It's.
Okay. Whoa! Not important.
The seeds.
It's not important.
Fuck! Save me from this flesh prison. Life is hell. Watch us play Madden.
You're all diamonds.